As far as gameplay is concerned, Steel Panthers is nothing new. It's hex-based, with all the movement and combat based on values given to each unit and terrain space.
We've seen it all before, but Steel Panthers has a surprising amount of depth to it, making it more fun to get into. The more you play, the more you learn, the more it becomes, hey, look over there.
Where?
Over there. Pull over.
Hello, lady.
Oh, please. What do you want?
How would you like to go out?
Why should I, a very attractive, wealthy supermodel, go out with you? A very, you.
My natural Mel Gibson-like charm?
Oh, please.
I'll give you a ride in the tank.
I have a Ferrari.
Did I mention I write for IE?
Ooh, you write for IE. I've always dreamed of meeting an IE writer.
I write too.
Shut up.
What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Anyway, you play individual scenarios which last a certain number of turns, and points are awarded to each side for accomplishing things like casualties and conquest.
But the side with the most points at the end of the scenario is not necessarily the winner. If one side wins by a margin less than 2-1, then the battle is considered a draw. A margin greater than 10-1 is a decisive victory, and anything in between is a marginal victory.
Not only do you have to win big in order to gain a victory.